Now, what year did you get married?
We got married in 1930. It was 1935 because we lived in about 3-4 years up in New Haven and Boston, and then we came here in the 40s to Springfield. That's here. It was during the latter part of the 30s that we got back, because I didn't have any children when I first got married for several years, and I was told I would not have any children. And that was quite an incident. I went home one Easter, was awful sick. And Bonnie and I had been married in about 5 or 6 years, and we were always laughed at because we had been married so long and don't have any children. My brothers and sisters all had children. And we were making it. And I remember I went home, I was awful sick, and I went to Dr. Glickman in Springfield and said to him, I said, I don't know what's making me so sick. I can't keep food down or anything. And he says, let's wait a while and see. He said, I think you'll be all right. But I went home to Ma, and I was telling her that I didn't feel much like traveling. I was feeling so sick. And she just looked straight at me. She says, you're going to have a baby. And I said to her, oh, no, Dr. Glick would tell me I would never have any children. And she said, you're going to have a baby. You're sick in the morning? You can't eat anything? You're going to be... And I told her the stuff I like, I couldn't eat that stuff. Nope, couldn't eat it. That was when my first son was minor. About 6-7 months later, I was having a baby. And I said to Dr. Glickman then, I says, thought you said I wasn't going to have any children. Well, he said, you know, I make mistakes. Well, then I was about 35 years old then. I had my first child. Then when I had the second one, and the third one, and then I got the rest, of course, from both of my brothers and sisters, you know, they were laughing like crazy. And I said, well, I stopped at having, I didn't have any more after I had the three of them, but I was kind of an older mother than my nieces and nephews got out of my sisters and brothers. And but being a mother was quite a thing. It was unusual. I liked children. And growing up, teaching them to do the things that I remember my mother taught me to do, is like a reproduction of me online doing what my mother taught me. You bring that kind of learning along with it, it turned out all right for you, and you feel it turned out all right for your youngsters. You discipline your children just the same way mom and dad discipline you. And that was back in the 20s, I was growing up. It was nice having children. To keep them, happy too. That's why my husband suggested to me, why don't we send them to dancing classes? And it was very usual for African Americans, kids go to dance class, but he felt that it would give them something they might utilize as a work structure when they got out of school. And they did. They went to Anita's dance class, was in there till they was 12 years old, and I made all their dance clothes. I never forget when Butchie came to me one Easter when he was about 12 and said to me, he was like, could he talk with me? And, yeah. He said, Ma, he says, can I go to the store and buy a suit? And I said, why? He said, nothing about the suits you got. He said, I want to go to the store and feel how it's buy a suit. I said, well, ask your father. He said, of course you can buy it. That's the first time he had said that, because the little boy had it. Holly looked at me. I said, no, I'll make your Easter dresses. So this is how being a parent, how children come to you and they're growing up and you don't realize it, but they realize it themselves. That he wanted to know how to get a store-bought suit at 12 years old, because I always made his suits and made their dance clothes and et cetera. Being a mother, it was, and I'm sure a lot of the mothers feel the same way as I feel. It's something that you quietly do, and you want it to be very correct, you know, because they're going out seeing other children doing things, and they certainly come back and say, you know, Johnny did so-and-so because his mother lets him. And you have to be sure you're telling your children the right thing, that you're saying, well, maybe Johnny's mother lets him do it, but you're not to do it because I don't want you to do it. It's wrong. And this is being motherhood. If you become a mother, as I have, it's a great feeling, but it's a great challenge. You're leading youngsters down around the road, and you want them to be on the right road. And as we're seeing today, sometimes some of the children here in 2008 are not going, being led down properly the right road, and they're getting off of it kind of early in life, and it's too bad.